All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, good to see Roberto with a creative open after a big playoff weekend. Thanks for that. Or not. All right, well, let me try to put this together, because I don't know. I can't believe what I've listened to the last few days, both nationally, locally. Look, the call was the call. I know it was terrible and it's egregious, and I think the ref should be fired and never allowed to officiate again, okay? But, man, when I listen to TV shows and radio shows and, oh, we're going to start reviewing all this stuff, and, oh, we should have this, like, Titan Games challenge where if you're wrong, you lose all your timeouts, and, oh, we're going to have, you know, all pass interference calls be reviewed like the CFL. I just, what are we doing? You know what I need less of besides Tony Romo? I need less reviews is what I need. Because watching those games be slowed down and marred by reviews, that Chiefs-Patriot game was theater. It was absolute theater that was marred by reviews. The Saints game, look, here's my question. You can bitch about the call all you want. You could say the Saints should be in the Super Bowl. I wish they were in the Super Bowl. But how about a little personal responsibility here? How about when they were up 6-0 and they should have been up 14-0? How about that? How about when you win the coin toss in overtime and Drew Brees, who's a vet of almost 20 years, throws a ball that he ain't got no business throwing, knowing he's going to get hit, knowing it's going to be a lollipop? I just get a little bit tired because people's answer is, oh, well, we need to fix this. Yeah? How? How are we going to fix it? If you make pass interference a reviewable call, these games will take 4 hours. You can't do it. Oh, well, we'll just do it in the last 2 minutes. What happens if it happens at 2:08? That doesn't fix anything. Oh, well, we'll just give coaches the ability to challenge all penalties on the play. Really? I could find holding on every play. By the way, are we going to challenge? Are we going to review personal fouls on the quarterback that didn't happen? Sign Tom Brady? Are we doing that or are we not? What about the reviews they still can't get right, like Kevin Hogan's catch? That wasn't a catch but was ruled a catch, etc. What are we going to do there? How about the Julian Edelman thing? How did you overturn that? There was no view available that you could overturn the call on the field, even though the call on the field was probably wrong. What'd they do, break their own rules? See, this is the problem, guys. We act like review is going to get it right when review already gets it wrong. Plenty. And it's, you know, you got people taking out highway signs. You got people screaming and yelling and going crazy. Look, I'll tell you this right now. I will not sit here for 4 hours and take your suggestions on how to fix football. Not happening. Not interested. I mean, I heard the morning show do it. I heard the midday show do it. I'm not doing it. Absolutely not doing it. Because I'll tell you this. A, 90% of the suggestions are happy horse bleep. And B, you're opening Pandora's box and you don't realize it. You'll make the game worse. Was it one of the worst calls I've ever seen? Absolutely. Probably the worst, to be quite honest with you. What we need to understand is there is no way to fix this, because once we fix this, we'll move on to something else. What? So you're only going to review a call like this in the last 2 minutes, but what happens if it happens at a critical juncture in the third quarter? Well, people will complain. And like I said, what about the litany of calls that could have gone the other way Sunday alone watching these games? I'll tell you the one thing I don't need in football. I don't need more reviews. I don't need more Gene Steratore or Dean Blandino or refs going to look at a Surface Pro. I don't need any of it. Like, is there anything dumber than the referee staring into a tablet in the middle of a stadium? You know, the NBA has a review center. The NFL, the NHL has done a great job of it for years. Once it gets buzzed up, these refs should have nothing to look at because they've already proven incapable of making a conclusive call. But think this over now when you call me up. Because I don't think there is a way to fix it. Not effectively. Not to where we wouldn't, you know, want something else. Not to where you would. Where would it end? Tell me that. Where would it end? Reviewing pass interference? Do you understand what that will look like in slow motion? You will invariably find pass interference on every play. You start reviewing holding now? If there's this egregious call that gets missed? Are you going to throw a challenge flag on that? We going to buzz up for that? What would make pass interference a call worthy of reviewing in the last 2 minutes, but not something else? What about a personal foul that's not a personal foul? We going to review those? I've just heard a collection of intelligent people, nationally especially, having commentary on this, and they sound stupid. There is no way to fix it. There's just no way to do it. There's no way to... Football exists in the gray. You're trying to legislate violence. You're trying to make these hard and fast calls in a sport that exists in the gray. It's not black and white. Think about it. People who play the game, coach the game, cover the game, you could find holding on every play. That's the definition of living in the gray. I don't know how we do it. I don't know how to fix it. But reviewing more isn't the answer. You want to tell me you need better refs? Look, here's the way it could have been fixed on Sunday. Real easy. They could have just plopped a flag down there after they realized, oh my God, that flag didn't get thrown. Throw it on the field. After a conference, we've deemed pass interference. Give me a break. The Rams knew. Hell, the kid on the play, what was it, Tommy Lee Harris or whatever it is? He goes, hell yeah, it's pass interference. The kid for the Rams, you can see what happened. He looked around like, damn, they're going to throw a flag on this. And then he's like, wait, they didn't throw a flag. Does anyone see me out here? What am I, invisible like Chevy Chase in that movie? I mean, it's just, that's how it could have been fixed. But short of that, again, guys, do you really want to get in the business of reviewing penalties? Spots? Okay. Catches? Okay. Possession? Okay. A touchdown? Okay. You cross over to the dark side reviewing penalties. I can't help you. Can't help you. 248-539-9797. I know that's not a popular take, and I know that's one I didn't hear a whole lot of this weekend. So, especially on this station, you got a problem with it, go ahead. But I am not interested in doing suggestion bin radio for 4 hours. It's not happening. You already had your fill yesterday and today. I'm putting an end to it. I'm not doing it. Some of the suggestions I've heard just show a total lack of understanding for the very sport you're watching. And I am not going to sit here and play kindergarten teacher. What happened to the Saints? Sucked. What happened to the Chiefs? Sucked. Guess what? Both teams have themselves to blame. They both have themselves to blame. Period. Get a stop. Make a play. Don't turn it over. Do something. You know when you play the Pats, you're going to face the refs and them. Better be better than them. Hey, Chiefs, know how to be better? Don't get blanked in the first half. How about that? Hey, here's an idea. Don't give up 3rd and 9, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10. Twice on the same stupid play the Pats run, and all they did was flip the formation. Make a play. Do something. Saints, same deal. Get an interception. Get the ball at the 20. Probably want to punch it in. Nope. Your fault. Win the toss in OT. I'm at midfield. I've got Drew Brees. He makes a stupid play. Do something. It sucks. I know it does. But more reviews? Not the answer. Gene Steratore? Not the answer. Chat, you know, American Gladiator style challenge flags where if you lose, you die, or they take all your timeouts, or you got to coach the rest of the game with your balls out. Not interested. Be very careful if you decide that we're going to start challenging penalties, because I don't think you're going to like the sport you see. 248-539-9797. Now, if you've got something outside of that, you're welcome to it. But this will not be, and I've already instructed David, I am not going to do 4 hours of suggestions on how to fix it. Let's have a different conversation. Is it fixable? Is it wrong to have a viewpoint that, frankly, certain things in sports we can't fix? That there might not be a better way, or if there is, I'm not interested in doing it because of the unintended consequence of doing it. That's a conversation I'd much rather have. 248-539-9797. Now, thoughts on the games, we can get to that in a minute. But I knew there was no way we could start the show without this nonsense. Had to do it. So here it is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.